From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy and delight it is to be able to come together with you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. This week, we have been discussing a subject that, as I have emphasized a time or two, may be one of the most significant subjects that we've ever dealt with here on the program since we've been on the air going way back to 1989. And that's the fact that, as believers, we are the temples of the living God. And I've been emphasizing that concept this week, and I've been reviewing it over and over again. And I'm doing that simply because of the fact that it's my belief, my observation, my speculation, that the average Christian today fails to consider that his body is God's temple. Would you agree with that? Would you agree with that? For instance, how many times in your own personal life do you get up in the morning and maybe you'll have your devotions and maybe you'll have your breakfast and then begin the day-by-day activity, and yet you never stop to think of the fact that your body is where God dwells on earth? I really do believe that the average Christian today fails to consider that his body is God's temple. Thus, the average Christian so often drags that beautiful temple of God into worldly and sinful associations that totally dishonors God who dwells within him. How disrespectful that is to God. You know, I just used that phrase, the average Christian. You know, when we look at the average Christian today, what do we see? Do we see the person who is coming out from all forms of sin and unrighteousness, as we talked about yesterday? Do we see the person who is cleansing himself from all sin through confession and repenting of that sin? Do we see somebody who's claiming the holiness that God has put in that person through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, through obeying the Word of God and yielding to the Spirit of God and maintaining an active prayer life? What do we talk about when we're talking about the average Christian? Where does the average Christian live? How does the average Christian think? How does the average Christian respond to the Word of God? Take a look at the local church. What is the average local church? What does it do? I don't know about you, but I'm under the opinion that the average local church so often does not operate according to pure biblical principles. I remember when I was in Bible college, and that's over 50 years ago now. I know you don't think I'm that old, but I'm inching my way up. And I remember I had a professor, his name was Marlon Savage, and he used to emphasize over and over again that as pastors of local churches, it's important that we do not bring world dynamics into the church. And you take a look at a lot of churches that are out there here in the United States today, you will find that in many ways they mimic the things of the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? They dress like the world. They act like the world. Many times the worship in local churches have music that mimics the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Peter refers to us as peculiar people. And that does not mean that we are weird, but it means that as Christians, we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are washed in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we are to live that. that separated life. That's basically what I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week. Do not conform to the world. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, listen, beloved, listen to me carefully. Are you listening? Say amen. All right. We are not to live the average Christian life, but rather we are to live the normal Christian life. You say, Pastor Gary, what's the difference? Well, the average Christian life is the way that the average Christian lives. Does not think of the fact that his body indwells the Spirit of God. Does not think of the fact that his body is the temple of God. Does not mind getting involved with a little bit of sin here and there. Does not spend time reading the Word of God. And when there is sin in their lives, they don't really confess it. They don't really repent of it. They just continue to explain it away. The average Christian is not a biblically based Christian, in my opinion. But the normal Christian is the Christian who reads the Word of God, who studies the Word of God, who obeys the Word of God, and who respects the fact that his body is the temple of the living God and does everything that he can to praise God for the fact that God lives in him, to protect that temple from getting involved in worldly and sinful ways, and then does everything to promote holiness and cleansing and spiritual development. It's interesting to note in verses 17 and 18 of 2 Corinthians 6, it says this, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. That is, be separated from the world. And of course, if you've been with us throughout the course of this week, we've been talking rather extensively about this passage of Scripture. But Paul says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not. Don't just get involved with the unclean, unspiritual, ungodly things. Don't even touch them. That is, don't get close to them. And notice what God says at the end of 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, and then on into verse 18. He says, if you do this, Christian, if you do this, come out from among the sinful ways of the world and separate yourself from the sinful ways of the world. God says, I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. What does that mean? When we properly take care of God's temple, our body, what is God telling us here that he will do? When he says, I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Well, it means several things. Number one, it means that God will reveal himself to us on a moment-by-moment basis, and we will experience that intimate relationship with him. It really will. He already is our Father. But when we separate ourselves from the world, he receives us. In other words, he draws us into himself. And we sense that wonderful, intimate relationship with him where we say, Abba, Father. It also involves the fact that when we separate ourselves from the world, God reveals himself to us in such a way that we experience a regularity of the fullness of the elements of true Christian living. In other words, when we separate ourselves from the world, God works in us in such a way that all of the joy and the peace and the mercy and the grace and the love that he pours out upon believers will be that which we experience. But then also, when we live that separated life, we will sense the presence of God. I want you to think of something. God is ever present. Amen? That's true. Also, God lives in us as believers. Amen? That's true. But you know something? many Christians, in fact, the average Christian, does not sense the presence of God because they are mingling with the things of the world, and that hinders the experiencing of God's presence in their life every day. Many times they don't even think about it. But when you and I live the kind of a life that's separated unto the Lord, we sense God's presence, and we can sing that song in the garden as the chorus reflects, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Living a separated life, protecting the temple of the living God, and promoting holiness will enable us to have the sense of God's presence. But then there's one final thing that it'll do. When we separate ourselves from the world and live the normal Christian life and not just the average Christian life, we will have the attitude of true worship unto God. Our worship will be genuine. It won't be superficial. It won't be carnal. It won't be fleshly. It'll be genuine. Beloved, if you are saved, you, right now, you are the temple of the living God. Don't dishonor God's temple by dragging his temple into godless associations or activities. In fact, let me put it this way. Don't dishonor God. Don't dishonor God by dragging his temple into godless association or actions. You are the temple of the living God if you're a Christian, if you're saved, if you're born again. Live like what you are in Christ, not the average Christian life, but the normal Christian life. Think about it. Well, thank you for joining me today. Now go to church on Sunday, and the Lord willing, we'll be back again on Monday with another edition of the Living Truth broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.